OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we get it going again after that quick break, it is personal connection time here on your favorite travel radio show in our G-Block, while we're sponsored by FieldGreens.com.
A big health regret is listening to your doctor and thinking, I should have paid attention to nutrition when I was younger. Better health today and when it matters most is why we take Field of Greens and why we encourage you to do the same. This product is unlike any fruit and vegetable or green product out there on the market. It's not watered down extracts like you're going to find in a lot of other commonly known products. Instead, it's an organic superfood made of just whole fruits and vegetables.
We like that each organic fruit and vegetable is medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. You'll definitely feel like you've got more lead in your pencil. It comes with a 100% money back guarantee. And as a show fan, you're going to save 15%, get free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, today's personal connection segment is truly personal for us. The saying, it's a small world, is true, and the amount of times we run into connections we know when traveling, frankly, is remarkable. Our next guest, Lillian Rafson, is the founder and CEO of Pack Up and Go, and as serendipity would have it, we connected with her in-laws, Amy and Wayne, back in April during our big Let's Go America Tour, United Kingdom, and Seabourn Venture Expedition Cruise. We had no idea they were related to Lillian until we got home, and I got a text from Amy that her daughter-in-law, Lillian, not only knew our show, but she was a guest on the program back in 2021. I'm going to leave it there as we head to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline now for today's personal connection segment.
Lillian, it is very nice to have you aboard with us today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great having you here with us today. So, you know, as Mary said, the world really does seem to get smaller the more that we travel. We say it all the time. And what's also funny to us is you were actually here in the New York City area in the town that we live in for a wedding when we were on that Seabourn cruise in April where we met your in-laws. So we love all this stuff, all the connections. But let's start with you sharing your personal story and how you got started in travel. We love the entrepreneurial risk that you took.
Thank you. Yeah, so I started Pack Up and Go when I was 23. So safe to say I had zero experience as an entrepreneur, zero experience in the travel industry or even as a travel advisor. But I always say a fun fact about me is that I actually come from a family of entrepreneurs and small business owners. So both of my parents own small businesses, not at all in the travel industry. Both of my siblings own small businesses. And all four of my grandparents also own small businesses. So I never thought that I would become an entrepreneur or, you know, had any ideas for it growing up.
Well, it was in your blood, though, clearly.
Exactly. It must have been genetic. But when I heard about the concept of surprise travel, when I was backpacking around Eastern Europe when I was 23, and I realized this is what I want to do with my life. I realized that this concept didn't exist in the United States. There were a couple of other factors that came together. You know, I realized at that point I had been to more countries than I had states in the U.S. And I realized there were so many amazing places in the U.S. that a lot of people overlook for vacation destinations. So all of these things came together and I just said, I think I'm going to become an entrepreneur as well. And I'm going to start this travel agency. And, you know, I'm really grateful and really lucky that when I reached out to my parents to tell them this idea, I was only met with support. And so I think having that history and that lineage of entrepreneurship in my family really, really helped me out.
No question.
Yeah,
about
no
that.
Question. So I love everything about this story. I love the fact that you had the courage to leave a job in the big city and basically start from scratch, which is what you did. And here you are. So let's talk about your growth since your early days. So you create surprise trips for people. So people who are a little adventurous and allow you to go ahead and plan that and then let them know where they're going. I believe when you fly, they find out when they get to the airport for the most part. But how many destinations do you cover across the U.S. and talk a little bit about your growth since the early days?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have sent over 43,000 travelers to over 300 destinations around the country now. And I love that because when you think about the top destinations in the U.S., most people just think of, you know, the top 5 or 10, but we have such a broad catalog of places that we love to send travelers. And, you know, when I think of all the small businesses in those destinations, it, you know, I feel really proud that we're able to support all of them. But when I started the company, it was just me. You know, I built the website on Squarespace and I used Google Drive, and we only offered plane trips where you flew to your destination or road trips where you would drive to your destination. And now we have a whole catalog of trip types So we still have those plane trips and those road trips, but now you can also do an outdoors road trip where you drive to an outdoors location and go glamping or stay in a cabin or a little inn. We also have outdoors plane trips. If you want to fly to a destination and then rent a car and drive to, say, a national park or something similar. And we also have YouPick trips because we know a lot of people, you know, maybe feel a little bit anxious about the idea of a surprise destination, but still want all of the amazing pack up and go planning perks. Mm-hmm. So we do have a trip type where you can choose your destination and then we plan the surprises from there. So you don't know where you're staying or the activities we lined up and all the recommendations.
So just briefly walk us through. Let's say I want a surprise trip and I don't want to know where I'm going and I want you to plan all of it. What's the process? Would you interview me? Would you ask me my travel preferences?
Yeah, we do. So it's all online and we want this to be a really easy and fun and exciting process for you. So you would go to our website, packupgo.com, and the first thing you'll do is you'll choose what type of trip you want to take. So from those options I just mentioned, let's say you want to fly, you'll choose a plane trip, and then you fill out our pre-trip survey. So it's almost like a dating profile where we ask all about you. We want to know your past trips, your upcoming trips, places you visit frequently for family or work. We want to know all your hobbies and interests, dietary restrictions. We get all that information, as well as your preferred airports. Then you pick your budget, your travel dates, you pay, and that's it. Then we have a team of in-house travel planners. So there's a real human who is reading through this pre-trip survey, and they act as your matchmaker. So they'll say, okay, based on Mary's survey, I see, you know, this is what she likes. This is where she's traveled recently. Mm-hmm. I think she would love this destination. And we'll plan it all for you, but we just won't tell you where you're going. So then a week before you depart, we send you an email that has the weather forecast, what to pack, and where to go and when for your departure, so you feel pretty prepared ahead of time. And then you receive an envelope in the mail that we say, keep sealed until the day of your trip. So the morning of your departure, you get to the airport, open your envelope to reveal your destination, and that has all the information you need. It has your hotel, the activities.
I love the fun that you're saying in there. First thing I'm just going to ask you, obviously, do you work with people in different budgets?
We do. Okay. We do. So we do have minimum budgets to make sure we can plan you know, amazing trips for everyone. If you are flying to your destination, trips start at $900 per person for two nights, and that includes your airfare, hotel, a guaranteed activity included, dinner reservations, curated recommendations, and then, of course, 24/7.
Yeah, so that's fine. So at least you have that built in. Yeah. But my second part was going to say, you know, so Mary and I, we love spontaneity when we travel. Frankly, I couldn't imagine traveling without experiencing new things and getting out of our daily comfort zones. So I'm curious, you know, if you've ever taken one of your own surprise trips, and if you have, tell us about the experience. If you haven't, I guess it's going to be a pretty short question.
Yes, I have. My husband and I went on one, I guess it was almost 2 years ago now. And it was amazing. We went to Charleston, which I had never been to.
Great city.
And I loved it. And what's so funny is prior to going, you know, I had planned thousands of our trips when we were getting started. And in my mind, the big selling point was the element of surprise, right? Like, it's so fun to guess where you're going and your friends guess where you're going. And then you rip open this envelope and there's so much anticipation. What I didn't expect was how easy the trip was from start to finish. Like, I didn't make a single decision. We had amazing dinner reservations made. We stayed in the Charleston Place Hotel, which was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And our flight coming home was actually canceled. And the customer service team handled it all for us. They just said, all right, here's your new flight details. You know, let us know if you need anything else. So I was surprised by the sheer delight of ease.
Well, I love the fact that you've actually been able to, you know, use your own business and be able to get a travel experience out of that. So I want to give the website to folks again. I know you mentioned it, but it's just Pack Up Go. The company is Pack Up and Go, but packupgo.com is the website. And Lillian, you know, I have to tell you, very nice having you aboard with us today for the Personal Connection segment of the show. Love it, Mary, and I love the entrepreneurial businesses that are out there. It just, that's who we are
and
as people,
and we connect with people. And the USA.
So much of what you said, we dial into. By the way, it won't be as spontaneous, but, you know, we're going to be back with Seaborn with show fans this October 30th through November 9th. Perhaps Amy, you know, Wayne, the family, you and your husband, you can all join us. And but in this case, you'll know where you're going. So really nice connecting with you. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Lillian, thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I love the entrepreneurial
story and
success
story.
Speaks our language,
it
certainly
does.
For sure.
What a business.
And certainly making an impact. 43,000 travelers, God bless.
Surprise trips. Let's go.
All right. As we hit this bottom of the hour break, Rudy's up next with the right stuff. The Museum Gallery is also ahead this hour, as we'll be taking you to the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia. Folks, you're not going to find a better way to spend 2 hours every Saturday than this show, and we are so glad you're here with us. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.